You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That is the beating heart of Motown music, the Four Tops, with the chart-topping 1966 hit, Reach Out, I'll Be There, one of such a long string of hits for the Four Tops. The Four Tops, the Temptations, and the Stylistics will be performing July 14th at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater at Freedom Hill in Sterling Heights, the Legends of Motown show. And with us now, one of those legends, Abdul Duke Fakir, a founding member of the Four Tops. And Duke, speaking as someone who has been singing along with you in the car since the 60s, it is a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Well, it's my pleasure speaking with you, Cynthia.
Well, what is it that you find about that Motown music? Why do you think it's still thrilling audiences all these years later?
Well, first of all, the sound was very crisp and extremely well done. The lyrics and the music, they were put together for people of all ethnics and all kind of race, color. It was just music that Berry kept asking his writers to make so that everyone would enjoy. You know, whether it was a fast song, a slow song, a middle song, just make it so that it's just pleasant to all the ears. And somehow or another, they made that formula happen, you know, because they crossed all the lines, all the barriers, all the age groups. And even now, when you hear those records, they still sound fresh.
Singer Levi Stubbs, you were classmates at Pershing High in Detroit, right? Pershing High Doughboys?
Yes, we are. Graduated in January of 54. You know, we used to sing. I was an athlete, and I ended up with a scholarship to play basketball. You know, I played basketball, football, ran track. And so in between January and September, you know, Levi and I just thought about this. Let's try singing. Maybe we can make some money. You know, so I can add to my little scholarship and go to college correctly. Wow. Well, I have to tell you, the first night that we got together to sing professionally, we all knew we had. Now we all had plans. That the four of us, you know, had different plans. But Levi, his plan was always, I just want to sing. After that first night on stage, it was in Flint, Michigan. At Eddie's Lounge, yeah, I'll never forget it. But once we started singing, our voices just blended and melted. It was like, it just came out great, and the blend was extraordinary. So we all looked at each other afterwards and said, man, this is a group. Let's really start, get rehearsing, and start a real group. And we did the very next day. We really got down to business.
And the rest is Motown history. You know, I think, and so I have visited that little house at 2648 West Grand Boulevard. The world knows mm-hmm. it. Now is the Motown Museum, but you were there. Tell us and take us into it. Duke, what was it like when the Tops and the other Motown greats were recording there? Was it really going around the clock?
You could go and hang out at night and then stop by there at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning when the clubs close and listen to someone recording. It was 24 hours. But most of the time in the daytime, the artists would come, and we would sit in the reception hall, and we'd talk about our dreams, hopes, and wishes. And little by little, one by one, those things came true. Now, when you look at, when you go into that building right now and you see how small it was, it is just amazing of all the recordings that we did that came out of there with all the different personalities. It's just amazing. We go down there now and say, wow, we did all that in here? What a wonderful, wonderful place.
And how were things between all of the different Motown artists? Would you say collaborative or competitive or some of both?
It was like a family, but competitive. Hmm. I mean, we were, you know, being around there was like, it was like a college student center, you know. We would all be there looking, listening to different writers and producers and discussing things with each other, maybe playing cards with each other, maybe playing basketball out in the back with the Temptations or the Miracles. It was a family, and it was a true family, and there was a lot of love that still exists, you know.
Yeah.
And that was, that's not just something that's been said. It was a true feeling. Everybody really cared for each other. And anyway, they could, each one could help the other. We would, but we still were competitive. When you get on that stage, we did not want the other artists, whether it be a girl, whether it be a bunch of girls, or whether it be another group of boys, you don't want nobody to outdo you. So we have this theory that if you stay in your lane and do your thing at A-plus condition, timing, and sound, then you'll be all right. So don't fool around listening to, you know, well, I got to do better than, you know, just do the best that you can for what you, that's what we all learned. And everybody was always competing, and the audience always got a number one show.
And when you stop and think about where the Four Tops and other Motown acts stand in, really in American music, were you aware at the time how you were taking down barriers? You were breaking through and speaking to all audiences, playing all over. Was that a conscious awareness of the fact you were really breaking down barriers?
At first, it really wasn't, because it was all just so exciting, and it was just a lot of fun making hits and knowing that people around the world was buying your records. And it was more of that than anything. Then after a few years, say maybe in starting about the late 60s, or maybe just a little before, you start realizing that this music is making an impact in every kind of way. In all the cultures, it was making an impact. It was being played in some houses where our black music was not being played. And it was all across the world. I mean, you could be number one in Brazil, and then number one in Australia, number one in England. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing that that little seed that's planted right there in Detroit grew to be such a global flower. And it's just amazing how it caught on with the world. And you could go to other countries and do concerts. They couldn't speak English, but they would know the words to them songs. It was the most thrilling thing that we went through at that particular time, is knowing that the impact that it was making, and also knowing eventually that during the civil rights movement, Motown music kind of opened the door a little bit. You know, it was just kind of seeped into them homes. And, you know, when you see the Motown artists on TV, you know, it changed how people was looking at us, because we were all very well-dressed and very well-prepared for stage, and the sound, the look, everything was great. And it kind of softened the blow of the civil rights movement. So that's one of the things we're most proud of. Disappointment haunts me through each lonely day. The world around us seeing only shades of gray. Shines upon my face. I'm in a different world. A world I never knew. I'm in a different world.
And when you sing, here you are still singing today, and I and it seems very clear that if Lawrence and Obie and Levi had not passed away, all four of you would still be singing together.
Absolutely.
And that's so rare in music, where people leave groups blow up and break up entirely. Why do you think the four of you stuck together the way you did, so more than 40 years?
Well, 44 to be exact. Well, first of all, we were brought up in another, it was almost like another land. It's another culture. You know, back in the 50s, that's when we started, 1954. So I've been doing this for 64 years. So anyway, it was a whole nother culture. You know, we were raised different. You know, we had respect for certain things. We looked at certain things. We had parameters that we had to go by, and we wanted to show people how well we could dress, how well we could talk, how well we could sing. It was like we needed to make an impression, but making it from my heart, and not, making the impression is the thing that you do. But we felt like we had to do that to kind of move along and kind of climb those steps. It was a total different society there. And, you have to live there to really understand the difference between this and now. It's two different worlds altogether.
And you still have people coming to cheer. And the Legends of Motown show will be happening July 14th, Freedom Hill in Sterling Heights, The Four Tops, The Temptations, and The Stylistics. Abdul Duke Fakir, thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside. I know you're going to have a great time with the audience at Freedom Hill on the 14th.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's been my pleasure speaking.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.